All right, you guys, welcome to the podcast, Life, It's Better with a Bow, powered by Protect. We are out here in Texas. This place is absolutely beautiful. It's just a little piece of heaven hidden just outside San Antonio at a place called Natural Bridge Caverns. They've got some phenomenal caves. If you're into that kind of thing, this is a must-see. If you're coming out here anyway, you have to do it. We've been through multiple times. And it never disappoints. I love it. We're down here on the Prime Course doing this today with the old Bear Archery giveaway truck behind us. I love that thing. Normally, Connor drives that throughout the tour, but this upgraded truck this year that we did,
You don't trust me anymore?
No, I do trust you. It has nothing to do with trust whatsoever. It has everything to do with comfort.
That is true, yeah.
That truck is so much more comfortable. I notice the wind picks up right when we decide to do this podcast, but we're gonna do it anyway, you guys. We're out here. It's windy. Could be windy when you're here. The weather's warming up. It's been nice during setup, but anyway, back to this truck.
It's beautiful. The AC seats are probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's got the AC seats, heated steering wheel, leather, fully loaded F-150 with all the good stuff from our incredible team, Leitner, Retrax, Firestone, GoFast Campers, Icon Alloys, Diode Dynamics, Ford. Proper is also a part of the team this year, which we're excited to have them on board. I mean, we are driving a Ford.
100%.
So it sounds like a good teammate to have on.
Absolutely.
And I just love the stance of that thing.
It is.
This beautiful. Might be my favorite truck thus far, design included.
Yep.
I like the whitish snow camo.
Yeah, it's just a clean look to it, honestly.
And those gray wheels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're money.
They tie right in.
Yeah. I love how I love like just the leveling kit too. It's just enough, you know, that you can go over certain things, but it's not like over
the top.
Yeah,
you're not overbearing.
Yeah.
It's also got Icon Dynamics did the lift and suspensions. We did do a little more upgraded suspension than we've done in years past. And I mean, this truck is the best truck we've ever built.
Yeah, to your point, I will say it does ride a lot better than previous, in my opinion. Yeah. I mean, the other ones rode real good, but this one is just smooth.
It's a little more smooth. Yeah. Much more comfortable.
For sure.
Okay, you guys, well, Texas is coming right around the corner. It's going to be here Friday before you know it. And we've been out here setting up. Yeah, it's kind of business as usual out here. This is our 11th year here at the Texas venue. They've mowed the grass down here by the river, which is a great spot if you're on Prime. This is where you stop and have lunch, take a little breather, and just enjoy it. It's absolutely beautiful here. But we've got 7 courses here. We've got Ultra View, 15-target course. We've got Army F, a 15-target course of all elk, 9 bigs, 6 smalls. We have Leupold. Leupold is 25. Actually, the rest of the course are 25 targets. We have Leupold, Prime, Knock-On, Sitka.
Jack Links. Yep. And they're all sweet.
They're all good courses. This one's a little easier to get around than if you were in Oklahoma. And much easier than the ones out west, but this is a beautiful, beautiful location.
It really is. This property, I mean, is stunning.
It is.
Like you were just saying, the river running through here, and then you have the big bluff up on top. It just, it really makes for a beautiful layout of the property.
And they do. It's well manicured.
It is.
They take care of it.
They do. It is awesome.
So we do appreciate that. The Natural Bridge Caverns crew and the Weast family for first of all allowing us to come out, but then second of all going above and beyond to make this place look spectacular for when all you shooters get here. Couple things though, we do open registration Thursday night at 4 o'clock. Connor will be there possibly to help you out. If not, it'll be Monica. 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock on Thursday night, registration is open. So if you're here and you're ready to shoot Friday, come on down and get in, get registered, and beat that line. Friday mornings have been, in the last couple of years, they've really turned into the busiest check-in day. So if you get a chance and you're there early, check in early on Thursdays. If not, no big deal. We'll still get you taken care of, but there is a line to be expected on Friday mornings as we get everybody checked in. That's one thing I would say. Two, if you're coming in and you need to check in for Saturday or Sunday, whenever you show up, you're good to come. We're open all day Friday to get you checked in, so, and Saturday and Sunday. There are a couple closures on Sunday. We always close early, and so make sure you check out the event schedule in your email. That is, you can see that schedule of what closures are happening early on Sunday. We've got, man, we have got a boatload of novelty shots this year.
Yeah, we do.
It's almost like the Broken Arrow Tour.
It
which
is.
Which we used to do many years ago. We had a game called the Broken Arrow Tour. And you had all these steel targets, and they would progressively get smaller as you advanced. And the person that advanced the farthest wins. This one doesn't necessarily play that way, but it might as well be because you have lacrosse is doing one.
Yep.
Big old giant steel boot. It is not just a steel toe in this one, my friends. It is the entire freaking boot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a nice looking target, too. It's going to be utterly destroyed.
It's clean. Like when they brought it out, I'm like, dang, this is pretty
nice.
It's
like an art piece.
Yeah. And then we got Bowtech.
Bowtech, yep. In it to win it is the name of that one. You can win arrows. I think on site you win some arrows or whatever, and then you're put in for like a giant. Is that Bowtech? No, that's Outdoor Group.
Outdoor Group, which one is
doing in it to win it for the Ultra Arrows?
Oh, yeah, did you see that? They got like their, so it's a, I don't know, something probably the size of a softball set up at like 50-ish yards. And if you shoot through that, you get entered in to win arrows, and then you get entered into the whole realm of the big giveaway or whatever they're doing at the end. But then right below it, if you're feeling pretty confident, there's one probably the size of a 50-cent piece, and you got to put an arrow through that, and you immediately win a 12-pack of arrows. And then that gets you, I think, extra entries, or it gets you entered in to win the whole giveaway. But it's like, it's small. I mean, you got to be lucky to get
it. How far is that shot?
You know, in Oklahoma, it was 45.
It'll be similar, I imagine. Our range here is kind of short anyway, so I imagine it'll be in there. You said 50 cent piece, like you were talking about the rapper, like there's a song coming out.
50 you know, cent.
You're like, have you guys seen that new song by 50 cent? Small win arrows.
That's what it is.
So, anyway, for those of you who don't speak 50 Cent, we're talking.
Everyone knows who 50 Cent is. 50 Cent.
Yeah. You're dang right, they do.
100%. But yeah, no, it is a small little area.
And that's Outdoor Group doing that. So you got lacrosse Outdoor Group. What's Bowtech doing?
Bowtech has got, it's like, that's the one that we're gonna fold. It's like a 6-foot. Sign and they gotta shoot through
their sign. You shoot through the O of Bowtech. That is right.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's clean. Another clean looking sign.
I know. Another art piece.
I know.
These guys are building fantastic art pieces that you'd love to hang in your office or shop. And we're just people are just blowing holes in them. Remember that piece? Under Armour had that beautiful art piece of the.
It was
UA
like a rustic too. It
yeah,
looked really
it looked really cool.
Cool.
Like you'd walk in and see that at their entry.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And the welcoming foyer area of their office, and we just blew holes through that, turned it into a cheese grater. More like a hand grater.
Hey, it lightened it up a little bit once we said
that's right. I'm not sure if it did. There were so many arrows stuck in it.
Right.
I'm not certain it didn't get heavier. So
and then we got the Iron Rhino.
The Kafaru Iron Rhino. That is that is a staple here at the Total Archery Challenge. They do a winner at every event.
Yep.
And I wonder if that wind's blowing through. I can hear it in my ears, but I can't really hear it.
I think it'll be all right.
Certain way. Me too. Sorry about the wind, guys, but it does feel nice. Anyway, Iron Rhino, staple. Win a pack from Kafaru. That is a fun one. And I did hear a lot of bing.
Oh, yeah,
at
you
the
always
range
do.
This year.
Yeah. But that one's usually like 40-ish yards too. But what is the size of that? Softball, probably? Maybe a little smaller.
Maybe a little smaller, yeah. 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 That one's a doable shot, although by the looks of that target, you wouldn't think it's that.
Right, yeah. Yeah, from a distance, you're like, geez. And then you get up there like, you know, me, I can't hit it, but other people are better than me.
Me neither. I can't hit it either, but I also can't try. So, anyway, then we've got the Africa hunt that we always have. Also a staple at Total Archery Challenge with Blackbeard Safaris in the Archery Garage. That's a fun one. 5 species, airfare included. Get out there and smoke.
Yeah.
Some serious.
You need to go.
African
you might as well try because Africa's.
I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, one of those five you can include is a kudu.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
Which kudu is...
That's worth the weight in gold right there.
That's the... of all the animals out there, I think that one calls me the most. Maybe a kudu, gimsbuck.
When I think of Africa, I think of kudu, zebra, Cape buffalo.
Well, you've been.
Yeah, I've been. And I want to go back already.
Yeah, I want to go back too. I've never been, but I'd like to go back.
Yeah.
I've booked it twice and canceled twice. I just have it's the wrong season now, mm-hmm. right? With Total Archery Challenge and all that. We just can't get a good time to make it work. So
I do love shooting at that that kudu, though. It's just a fun target to shoot at. Yeah. How often do you get to shoot at a kudu?
A full-size kudu.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's a nice kudu.
It is. It's a nice one. We got one.
When that one's retired, we'll mount them up on the wall.
By the end of it, you're just going to have shoulder mounts of foam.
Well, so right now at our office, we do have a stone sheep. It's a Fannin, actually, because it was a blem. It's got bunch of white swirls and all that in it. Have you noticed that in our shop?
Yeah. Well, I've noticed we've gotten a couple that get the swirls.
Yeah, well, this one we kept. It's in the shop. It's part of the decor.
You need to do the black three-piece mealy. You need to add him to the...
Yeah, he's been shot so... that.
Yeah, but his head...
Yeah, should do his head. Yeah, nice.
Unless you're wanting to do a full body.
Yeah, we could do a full body mount on that. There are... Reinhardt came out with some really fun targets. And we've got them here, but there's a mini ram, a bighorn sheep. That might be one of my new favorite targets. That one's definitely going on the wall.
100%.
He is awesome.
I like the mini antelope too, honestly.
Yeah, the mini antelope's really cool. They did all their signature series, I think that's what it's called, all those backyard targets they did in their good foam. It used to be foam that just didn't work for Total Archery Challenge. But now that they're doing it in their competition foam, all those mini targets are amazing. Yeah, like that mini strutter.
I know.
He's awesome.
A little Jake. We realized
that. Oh, is he really? Is his tail feather got a little...
Yeah, like the one that you shot, little Jake. Yeah.
Whoa, whoa. That was a giant Jake.
Oh, no, but yeah, they are awesome. And the new muley, I really like.
The new mule deer, they have a sneak mule deer in the rut. I mean, that son of a gun, he's heavy.
Yeah. He is.
That's
but
a
he
heavy target,
good.
But he looks. We drove past as we were coming out here to do the podcast here down by the river. We drove past one of the targets that's set up, and that mule deer he's on fire.
Yeah, he's super cool.
Yeah. So Reinhardt's got some good stuff going on, and we are super happy to be, not to be shooting them because I'm not, but to have you guys shooting those targets. What else we got going on in the range? I think we named off all the...
We obviously got the caribou.
Sitting
behind us here. That's
that speaks for itself. Yeah. We don't even talk about that shot. That shot, everybody knows, 111-ish yards out here in Texas. It's probably 108-ish, 9, 10, 11, something. Yeah. Who knows? Whatever we can sneak in standing on a picnic table with 1 foot up.
Yeah, we got to get creative here.
We got to. Yeah. They've done a lot of they've added a lot of things to the home base area there at Natural Bridge Caverns, and so we're working around that stuff, and we've got to get creative. But make no mistake, I'm tired. Make no mistake about that. But also, we will find a way.
Yeah, we'll get her in there.
So, plus, if it's at 108 yards, they should stand on a table on 1 foot because it's so much closer.
100%.
3 yards.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you got to do something.
Yeah, yeah, you can't just give that away.
Yeah, so. No, more than likely, whoever's shooting the caribou here will be standing on a picnic table. But it gives you a better opportunity, or else you're like, can barely even see the 12, and you just got to arc
it. Would be a perfect shot for one of these courses.
Yep.
Because you're arcing into it. But as far as the truck goes, we probably need to be a little better on...
Yeah, a little more lenient.
Yeah, on being able to see that target, at least as best we can.
For sure.
So we've got all that. You'll pull up, you guys. We're gonna have somebody there kind of directing traffic of where to park. Natural Bridge has asked us to park in the back half of the parking lot, and then they actually have a certain section that's closer than anybody for the early comers where we'll park you. But follow the instruction of the parking attendant. If there is no attendant, please follow the parking signs. We'll have plenty of signs up for Total Archery Challenge parking. In order to keep doing it out here, we need to leave parking up front for the attendees of Natural Bridge Caverns. and we'll do parking in the back for the attendees of Total Archery Challenge. Did I say Natural Bridge Cat Challenge?
I don't even know.
I don't even know either. Attention. Natural Bridge Caverns, if I did. My brain's getting ahead of my mouth. Or my mouth's getting ahead of my brain.
Right.
I don't know which one. Whichever one makes sense. Setup has been beautiful weather.
We were literally just talking about that this morning. Yeah. We're like...
absolutely perfect weather for setup. However, that changes a little bit as we move into the weekend, you guys. So be ready for hot. It's supposed to be in the 80s, 90s. It's humid here anyway. We do have water halfway through the courses on the 25 target courses, but not on UltraView or RMEF. So bring plenty of water and sunscreen.
Yeah, definitely.
Sunscreen's a big one.
Is it supposed to rain still at all, or is that kind of...
it looked like there's some rain, maybe similar to what we're seeing today, just a little drizzle here and there. It didn't look too severe, but do be prepared for that. Be prepared for rain. Be prepared for some mud, some slick walking in spots. Just take your time, watch your footing, wear some boots, bring some rain gear, bring some water and some delicious snacks in your backpack, which is a perfect segue into our next item. Did you like that segue?
That was really good.
Yeah, so some really cool news. Most of you may know about this, but if you don't, we're going to talk about it on this podcast, and that is the Kafaru Tack Pack. We teamed up with Kafaru and designed a pack that works really well with what we do here at Total Archery Challenge. I've been using the pack as my normal day bag, has my computer in it and my essentials for that day. For the last bit, and I love it, but we designed it to do something like that, but it's also perfect for doing Total Archery Challenge.
Absolutely.
So this is the pack right here. It's a small pack, no waist hip belt. You don't need it for a pack this size. Shoulder straps are really nice and wide. They don't cut into you. It's got the a bow sling here. Stick your cam in there. You can strap your bow on. We'll have some other photos for you to look at on that. Arrow sleeve on both sides, so your arrows can go down in here for packing up to 47 dozen if that's what you need. I'm just kidding. You could probably fit a couple dozen in each side if you wanted. Water if you're doing the like a Nalgene bottle or something along those lines. But we also included a hydro sleeve inside, if you are a hydro pack, if you're going to do that. And then it's got an exit here on either side of the pack. Yeah, on either side of the pack to bring your hose out. So depending on what side you like that on. It's got a patch here. Keep an eye out. We've got some awesome patches coming out to dress this pack up and make it even more tech. You can see right here, Kafaru Total Archery Challenge. Comes in this color only right now. And it's got a small pocket up on top. And that pocket, you know, wallet, keys, that type of thing. But this will hold your rain gear, your arrows, carry your bow, your water, your snacks, everything you need to do Total Archery Challenge and in a very comfortable way. So that pack will be on sale at the booth or online. So you can get that. The price point's $225, so it's a little cheaper pack than you're probably used to seeing on the Kafaru website. But we designed it to try to get a price point that worked for building something that worked really well with what we do, but also can be multifaceted. This is your pack that you're going to take when you jump on a plane.
Yep, absolutely.
You're not packing out any animals in this, but you could probably hang it in a tree stand or whatever. It's a day bag.
I could pack out a turkey in it. It'd be a nice little turkey.
Dude, you totally could. Just strap that mother right there, stick its head.
I was thinking that.
Right.
Yeah, have the snood just...
you could, yeah. Yeah, we also, because he mentioned turkey on turkey season, we have Send Snood shirts available and stickers. If no one knows what the snood is, that's a little dangly thing off the beak of the turkey. So Send Snoods, appropriate for all turkey hunters. And those
it's a
of
must
us that,
have, yeah.
And those of us that want to be turkey hunters.
Yeah, that shoot Jake's.
It. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wear it all the time.
Yeah, did your Jake have a snood even?
Whoa. I'll tell you what it had. More of a snood than the one you shot here.
Oh, that's funny.
Hey, listen. I'm not picky.
I know. I just got to give you a little crap, bud.
I got it with my bow.
Yeah. It was a good experience.
That counts for something.
No, but yeah, you could definitely pack out a turkey in this. Use it in a tree stand. I mean, there's definitely multiple uses for it other than just, you know, your 3D archery setup.
That's right. It is limited. We ordered a limited amount, so get them while they're hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they did go fast in Oklahoma.
Yeah, they did go very fast.
I was really excited about that. So you guys, awesome pack, awesome company, of course, as you know. Kafaru only builds top-end stuff, and we were lucky enough to ink a deal and build a specific pack for Total Archery Challenge. So what else we got going on? I know a big one.
What you got? You?
Help me out here. Do you know?
A big one, baby.
Yeah. Come on. You're the social media guy here. The trailer.
Oh, yeah. We gotta touch base on that one, obviously.
You're dang right we do. It launched officially
yesterday,
but we did a soft launch for Oklahoma.
Yep. Yeah, so if you guys show up, you'll see it in home base area. But it is, I mean, it's the whole setup. It's beautiful trailer. Comes with upcos, bows, Sika gear, boots for two people. Yeah, that's the thing. It's not just you, whoever wins it.
Everybody's got a buddy they want to hunt with, or they do hunt with. Your go-to person for hunting. And so we decided to do the appropriate base to spike camp giveaway. Yeah. You needed gear for you and your buddy. Now, it is only one trailer.
Right.
We didn't give you two.
We teamed up with Black Flag.
But there are two beds in it.
Ooh, is there two beds?
Yeah. You fold down those benches, two beds. I'm telling you, it's 4-2, but only one trailer. And we did. We teamed up with Black Flag. Black Flag is who, you say?
No,
it's a mystery. I will tell you this. We are going to meet up with the founders of Black Flag this weekend and do a little podcast and talk about what is Black Flag. I will tell you this. They have some shirts for sale on our website. Okay? And they're going to have shirts for sale on site in Texas.
Yep.
So here's how it works. Total Archery Challenge and Black Flag have teamed up to give away the ultimate base camp to spike camp giveaway, meaning everything you need for base camp and everything you need to get to spike camp, to include Stone Glacier packs, Stone Glacier sleeping bags, which I own some, love them, use them a ton, super lightweight and packable, Stone Glacier two-man tents, two of them, because I don't want to sleep in a two-man tent with another man. It's a little unfair to call it a two-man tent.
Yeah.
It needs to be like a one-man tent and maybe your significant other.
Yeah, you could do that. Or you and
maybe the name's too long. And that's why they don't do that. So
probably.
It should be called a one-man and his gear tent.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Anyway, whatever the case, two tents, all from Stone Glacier, Sitka gear for two. Boots from Crispy for two. Two fully set up bows from Hoyt for two. Two sets of trekking poles, gaiters, headlamps, some essentials like that from Peaks Equipment. Two UBCO bikes, our favorite of e-bikes, which you guys have heard us talk about many times, and you see us rolling in them all the time. We love those things. Two bow cases, two bino harnesses, two sets of binos from none other than Maven Optics. I love those guys.
I like Maven.
Yeah, they're cool.
I don't know the guys that well, but I know the optics, and they make some good optics.
Yeah, I know the guys well. We met many moons ago at the Army F Hunter Christmas, and I really like those guys, and I love their optics. We also have a pair. They allow you to do some customization on them, and so I had them put in Monica's name on a pair of binos. Well, her little handle.
Oh, that was nice of you. I wish I got that kind of treatment.
Yeah.
You know, I get a pair of Mavens with my name on them.
Well, Monica and I have a different relationship than you and I, and you could never satisfy that. Not just because I'm married either. It just doesn't work. Okay. So, anyway, let's see. We got Maven. We've got, who else we got on there, man? We've got Brio for the home base area. Brio's got the outdoor fire pit. Smokeless fire. You can cook. They got all sorts of cooking accessories. That thing's pretty sweet. Yeti chairs, which we're sitting in right now. You'll get a couple of those. Coolers, drinkware.
MKC
knives for two.
Yep.
golly, you guys, there is so much stuff coming on this thing. You will need to bring your own underwear and socks. I do know that.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Yeah.
I think people can handle that.
Yeah, but everybody, you know, they kind of have like, this is the kind of undies I like to wear.
Right.
I mean, you've got guys who want the super tight, whitey tighties. You've got the guys who want the sort of boxer brief style.
Yeah, like the shorts almost.
Yeah, and then the guy that wants, you know, he only wears long johns.
Yeah.
So it's hard to just say, hey, here's some undies for you.
Right.
Because you may not like them.
Yeah. Yep.
So... So you're going to have to bring your own undies and socks, everything else that comes with. The trailer from Rolly White and Genesis Supreme. It's a small toy hauler, holds the two Ubcos in it, the two e-bikes. But it's got a bathroom, a shower, a stovetop, fridge, freezer, microwave, TV, indoor, outdoor.
It's honestly laid out very well for like...
How small and compact
it
is.
Yeah, but it's got everything you need.
Solar.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
Got a big
one.
Awning over the door.
It's the cat's meow.
It's the cat's meow. Plenty of storage. Anyway, that is awesome. And there's only one way to win it. It's super, super easy. Everyone's a winner when they participate. You're not going to win the trailer, but you're definitely a winner because you're going to look good, and that's by shopping at the store.
Yep.
You're entered to win if you shop at the store on-site or online. Every $5 you spend, you're entered to win. We do have some Black Flag apparel on the store, along with our own apparel for Total Archery Challenge. And
easy as that.
I mean, if you buy this pack, you're entered to win a whole
you
bunch of times.
You got so many entries in
and
there.
And you're already a winner by
getting
buying
a
the
sweet pack.
Pack.
Yeah. That's what so, I tell everyone. I mean, you might as well. You're going to get some sweet swag, and you get entered in to win a sweet trailer with a whole bunch of goodies.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
That's what I'm saying. You're already a winner in style.
Yep.
So why not be – give it a chance.
Absolutely. Give it a chance.
By the way, you can't win. Okay?
No really?
Employees. Yeah. No employees of Total Archery Challenge or Black
I was
Flag
really hoping.
I want to – I've never really been like, I need to buy a trailer because you can go rent them for a weekend or whatever. That's one I could handle owning.
I just love the size of it. Like, in my opinion, it is the perfect size to go on a hunting trip or, like, get somewhere away from civilization, you know, without being worried about tugging around a big trailer somewhere, you know.
And price point isn't bad, you guys. When you see this, if you're interested, get a hold of Rolly White. The reason we're going with them, they're not a Utah company, which is where we're based out of, but is those guys are – always happy to help, super honest on price, and they do such a great job. So Rolly White is our trailer of choice as far as dealers go. Genesis is the manufacturer, and they've done a phenomenal job on that. It had air conditioning. Did I mention that?
No, I didn't
I mean,
know
that's
that.
A big deal.
Yeah, that's
huge. Oh, you know what else it comes with? A generator.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, not two.
No.
Generator, only one, guys. Sorry. But it's... a lot of good stuff. We got some fun stuff you can win this year in this non-competitive shoot.
Yeah, just pretty much for showing up and buying some swag. You get everything and win that.
Yeah, so anyway, hours are business as usual. We'll open at 6:15 a.m. during event days. We will close down. Typically, we close between 7 and 8. We just try to wait till everyone's off the mountain. Friday and Saturday, courses close 4 o'clock. If you try to get on the shuttle at 4:01, you are late. And we do have a hard closure, and we're very firm on that. The reason for that is it gives us time to give you time to get through the course, gives us time to go through, pick up garbage and all that. There is one thing I wanted to mention on garbage. We did it in Oklahoma every year. We want to do it at all events. You can pick up a garbage bag from registration, tell them, hey, can I get a garbage bag? And then as you're going throughout the shoot, picking up garbage, whatever, at home base, turn that garbage in and you're entered to win a prize. And we do
you
that.
Know what we should do too?
If they throw a bunch of garbage.
No,
if
they got extra room, the trash side of things, and then if they got extra room in their backpack, if there's broken arrows and you pick up them and bring them back to us,
you win a free. We put you in to win a dozen arrows.
Yeah, we put you in to win some.
I like that. We're doing that. So if you have room and you bring back some broken arrows, that's a good idea. Bring us back broken arrows. And we will put you into a new dozen arrows at every event. Oh, I wonder if we could do that daily. We're going to do it daily on Texas. Maybe we'll figure it out in the future for the others. But you win a dozen arrows from Victory.
Yeah, I like it. Free dozen. I
mean, a free dozen arrows for picking up everyone else's broken arrows, or bring your own broken arrows. We should have a standard, though. You can't bring back only three.
Yeah, there's definitely got to be
it's got to look like you put some effort into picking up some arrows.
I would agree. What's the standard here, Sean?
I don't know. A dozen arrows to win a dozen arrows.
Yeah, that's fair.
But if you bring in 30, thank you.
Yeah.
But that's it. You don't get three entries.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe we do that.
I
How many arrows did you pick up? Oh, I picked up
36. I say we play it by ear.
We'll play it by ear.
How it goes.
But at least a dozen.
For sure.
Unless people are just doing so good, all you had was three.
Yeah.
We're going to have to play the honesty game here.
100%.
You guys are just going to have to be honest with us that's all the arrows you can find. Because it does kind of hurt the people who start.
True.
The first guys out aren't going to see any broken arrows but their own. But you can go back and shoot a second round, and by then, there will be plenty of arrows.
Yeah, that's a good point. Bring up that point. From 1 to 4, you didn't find any arrows. You got an earlier knock time, and you're really wanting to go get entered in to win some free arrows. Go out from 1 to 4, and like you just said, there will probably be plenty of arrows to find.
Yeah, I agree. I was just looking at this mountain goat shot here behind us. Where are they shooting from? I feel like they need to lose them into the drink.
Probably down the gut. Well, no, it's facing this. It's got to be somewhere where we can't see the cone.
It's over there. You can see just the top of the cone there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that might be a good one, too. You guys are good at setting up targets. They look phenomenal.
We try our best. We try to make it tough, but yet fun.
Yeah, it can't be so tough.
No.
It's got to be just enough tough that...
I like it. I like when we're setting up a target in an area where you'd actually have a real-life shot on a critter.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
What I look for.
The cinnamon bear on knock-on on the bluff is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And the bighorn sheep.
And the big new rutted up mealy, number one.
That's number one shot. Is a sweet and a legit
area.
Shot.
Yeah.
You guys are going to love it. What else we got to cover for these guys? And
I was thinking maybe touch base on which courses are the shuttle and then which couple courses.
I think that is a great idea. All right, you guys. When you get in, you come through the main building and you come across the bridge to home base. If you're facing home base, all shuttles will be to your left. You're going to walk down the concrete. You can't miss it. There will be some signs say to shuttle. It'll be right by the Lancaster trailer. That's where the shuttles are, and those shuttles are for UltraView. UltraView, Knock-On, Sitka.
Jack Lynx,
and Prime.
Yep. And then RMEF.
RMEF you can walk to. You'll also go out by the UltraView trailer, you'll go out by the Lancaster trailer, and up the hill. You can walk to RMEF. It makes a loop, walks you back. Leupold, you can also walk to. You'll walk back towards the main lodge like you're going to the parking lot. Then you're going to hang a left. There will be some signs. Follow the signs. You'll hang a left, and it is a bit of a walk. Quarter mile, I think. I think they said that walkway is a quarter mile. You're going against traffic. Down that towards a main cave exit where you'll see people coming back at you. And you'll go there, just follow the signs and keep walking. It'll take you out past the exit and you'll see the start sign there. So Leupold is the trickiest to get to. From home base, go back across the bridge. And like you're going up to the main, I don't know if you call it a lodge or what.
Yeah, the main building site.
Yeah, up to the main building. Take a left and you're going to walk past the ropes course on your left. And just keep on going. You'll be in a covered walkway all the way to the end. Which brings us to another point. That's also where the kids' course is. Kids' course is over by the big rope, the zip line tower. So go back across the bridge. And like you're going to the main building, take a left. Rope course on your left. You'll drop down in. And you'll see that's where the kids' course starts, the 12-target course. The kids' range will be just right there at our normal range, but off to the right so that kids can shoot and grab their arrows and not have to wait on everybody else who's shooting. That's a good point. Spartan Forge, that's a good one. So Spartan Forge is a map company we're working with. It'll have all kind of the high points of interest. We're not going to map out courses because we don't even know those until the day before sometimes, as we're mapping things out. So we've done away with that. However, it will show shuttle stop, restrooms, check-in, parking, that kind of stuff. But on top of that, we're going to do a geocache thing every event, possibly every day. But we've got one that we're going to launch today. So you may or may not get this. You'll have to check it out on social. But we're going to do that geocache. So you'll get this app. It's called Spartan Forge. Download it, and you get the free trial so you can participate in the geocache to win prizes.
Are we hiding this geocache?
So? Well, it's just a pin. So a notification will go out that the pin's been dropped.
Oh,
and it's
gotcha.
The first person there wins the prize.
Gotcha.
Yep. We're going to play with that a little bit and see if we can't get some traction on it. We've got some really cool ideas, but we kind of got to get people signed up and ready to rock and roll on that. And then when they do, there's going to be some really fun things.
I like it.
To come down the pipe. Spartan Forge, look it up in the app. And when you get on there, in your email, you'll have the opportunity to get a 30-day trial. But if you didn't get the email in time, you can still go on and get that 14-day free trial to test it out, play with it, and try to win yourself some prizes here at Natural Bridge Caverns or at all of our events, because we're doing it at all of them across the board.
Sweet.
So outside of that, really, I think it's just time to enjoy some shooting, let the arrows fly, have a great time down here in Natural Bridge Caverns, and we can't wait to see you guys. Well, what else, man? That it?
I think we're golden. I think we're ready to get the weekend started off and have some fun.
Yeah, we're grinding. I mean, we went from Oklahoma to here, and after this, we're on our way to Georgia.
Yep. Keeps us in shape. I think
keeps
it's a good thing.
Keeps us in shape. I'm still round, but round's a shape. But I'm definitely losing weight, getting in tack shape.
Yeah.
Well, although today I didn't, you know, I've just been doing computer work, which I despise.
Yeah, I would much rather be on the mountain setting targets than.
Oh, my gosh. Computer is like. You know, much respect to all of you who sit at a computer and work all day.
Yeah, props to
because
you.
Because
I can't do it.
I can't do it, man. I'm trying. I was trying today, and I struggled.
I think it comes down to my patience, to be
honest. I'm struggling still, sitting here talking to you about it, thinking about I got more computer to do. And
just block it out of your mind. We're having a conversation. Tunnel vision.
Yep. So what else should we add on to this? I think we've covered the bulk of it for this event.
I think we're golden.
I will say this. Leupold's here, Sig's here. They both rent.
Oh,
not
yeah.
rent. Loan out their equipment. You're able to go test out those optics. Take advantage of that, you guys. Leupold and Sig both do that.
And Lacrosse is doing that now with
boots. Lacrosse is doing a boot thing. That's worth trying out. They're doing a boot borrowing thing so you can test out their new line of boots.
And, of course, I'm going to yawn during this podcast.
It's always, would be a podcast without a couple of yawns in it? Because we're always like, okay, go, 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 okay, podcast, okay, go, 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 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But what else, man?
I think that's it. That's a good thing. Yeah, definitely worth trying out the Sig and Leupold. Test them out. If you're in the market for new optics, it's definitely worth taking a peek through them.
I agree.
Is Maven going to be here at this one? Or are they?
I don't know if they're going to be in Texas or not.
Usually, though, we have a couple different vendors that you can look through different glass to see you know, which one's going to fit you best.
I will say this. The Zulu 6 is a game changer on binos.
It's honestly, yeah, it is. Well, my problem is I've used them now. I love them. They're the best bino I've ever used. But now I can't use a normal bino. I feel like I have...
You got lazy.
Yeah, I feel like I'm ADHD just sitting there trying to look through them.
You guys, they have a image stabilizer, Zulu 6 image stabilizing binocular. It's worth looking through and toying with.
And better than that, they're stabilizing rangefinder, especially for me.
Yes.
If I'm crawling up and I need to get a range, you know, on an animal that I'm trying to get, I'm usually shaking real bad. So,
or if you're hyped.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
You
get
like,
all buck fever.
I don't care
fever.
If it's a doe or a pig. I mean, I'm the worst buck fever there is.
Yeah, so that's really nice having that. Get a solid range and go on.
And
with
the
it.
Price point's not terrible.
No, not at all.
No,
I think they make some really great products.
They do. Sig's been a good partner. Leupold obviously makes some incredible products. They've been a great partner. Maven's coming on. They're doing a bunch. They've been a great partner. We got a lot of options for you to look at and find out what works for you. And then, of course, all the bow companies are letting you sling some arrows through there to get a feeling with their bow. Bowtech, Elite, Hoyt, Prime, PSE.
Yeah, they're all money. Have you shot, did you ever shoot that new Hoyt? I can't remember the name of it. It was crazy. They had it, it's the Cameron Haynes one, whatever that one's called. And they had it tapped out at like 82 pounds, and I drew it back, and it feels like 70 pounds. Like, you would never guess the same.
That's how that that PSE, it has like a 90% let off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy town.
The technology nowadays in all these new bows is just out of this world. They're amazing.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
It really is.
So you can test all those bows, you guys. Look at some arrows. You've got Ultra Arrows will be here. Victory Arrows will be here. That might be it.
Yeah.
But Ultra View, Dialed Archery will have their sights they're doing. Those will be here to play with. I use a Dialed sight. I actually love it. You're using the UV, their new one. And you actually love it, so
they're all really good sights.
But I've really enjoyed that. They're both really good.
Dialed's still selling the Attack Edition, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, if you're in the market for a new sight, go take a look. Dialed Tent. Scott will be there. Get you taken care of.
Yeah, Scott will be there, and he's dude, I'm just yawning like crazy. What's
it's the weather, you're getting tired. Yeah, we're sitting down.
I'm just like, you go ahead and close this baby out. Just slouch down in my chair and take a nap. We should have brought our fishing rods. This place behind us got some bass and some pike and some really scary snakes.
Yeah, did you hear they killed the big or they killed some sort of snake?
Yeah, they ran it over. It ran out in front of them or something, right? Had a snake come across the road and
smashed it.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Might have been a dragon. Seemed like it was big enough to be a dragon.
Yeah, you
know. The way they described it, you would have thought it was a dragon.
Yeah.
It's probably 4 inches long. All right, you guys, that's it for the podcast on Texas Natural Bridge Caverns Total Archery Challenge. Of course, we have to thank Protect for making this a thing possible. You love Protect.
I love it. I'm like addicted to it, I think, actually. I don't know if that's the right term, but I love it.
I think they said it's not addicting, but you love it.
Yeah, I love it a lot.
It's okay to love something. I don't think I'm addicted to my wife, but I love her. Maybe I am. I don't know. So, your favorite product?
Hydration, watermelon.
Watermelon hydration. Yep. That's one of my favorites. And the berry energy.
Yeah, they're
wild berry.
They're all honestly pretty good. I really do like. Yeah. I like mixing up here and there, but they'll have samples here too. Especially it's going to be hot this weekend. It's definitely worthwhile going over to the booth there and getting a couple samples of that and trying it out.
Yep, you guys. So here's the routine. This is what you do, okay? And we're going to close out with this. You show up to Total Archery Challenge before if it's after Thursday. You check in at the registration tent. Mm-hmm. You get all your goodies.
Come a little early, especially on a Friday.
Give yourself an hour.
Yep.
Then you proceed from our tent over to either Protect or Jack Link's.
Yep.
Jack Link's is handing out little sample bags of jerky for your snack on the trail. Make sure you keep your trash. It doesn't belong on the ground. And then you go get some fill up at the water station there at home base, which is at the Protect booth. And that's where you can get some of that hydration or energy, or make sure you don't grab the rest.
Yeah, you'll be.
You don't want to take rest. And
you'll be like you sitting in this chair.
My gosh, you'd have thought I took some. It works so well. So check in, snack, hydration. That's the routine. Make sure you do it so you're ready for the road, or I should say ready for the trail.
Ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, ready to roll. And with that, my friends, we're checking out. And we will see you Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. That good?
I love it.
All right. Adios.